Okay, are we ready to jimmy jam on the snake?
Let's get everybody and their stuff together.
No.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
That was a great intro.
No, yes. That's not the intro.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Absolutely.
What up, blue people?
What's up, you blue people? It's your boy, Chuck, with the Funky Anime Podcast.
The one, the only.
The single blue people on this world.
How did you know?
Because I'm all-knowing and all-powerful, omnipotent.
Oh, no. But will they accept me?
No.
Oh, wait, I'm caramel.
That didn't go into the decision. I just don't like you as a human being.
Me too, thanks.
Oh, no.
No. Well, hey, guys, I guess that was the opening. This is the Funky Anime Podcast. We watch anime, and then we talk for like an hour and a half about it.
Nice.
And it's bad. Turn it off right now.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Show's over. Get out of here.
What are you still doing here?
The movie's over.
Well, guys, this is the Three Weebros. That's who we are. I'm Chuck. Sitting in the trash can next to me is Garb.
Hey, I'm in the trash can.
And the one lying seductively on my bed is Pino.
Hi, I don't usually sit this way. It's I have a perfectly good reason.
And the person laying on the ground, that's me. I'm Chuck. And today we're going to talk about an anime.
What are you doing on the ground?
Oh, boy. What are you doing on the ground?
Isometric exercises. Care to join me?
I see.
Well.
No.
Okay. This episode, this week, I guess, because this is part of our 3-week special Sublime Blam, where we post an episode every week and we hate our lives for it.
Hi, I'm back from Peru.
Yeah. Funny. That was not good last week. So we watched Interstellar 4-5, or how it is read as you read it with your eyeballs. Interstellar 5555.
Do you read
story
with eyeballs?
The of the secret star system. No, not really. I use Braille.
God, how dare you?
I'm blind. Come on.
You got him.
That wasn't funny at all. It made me laugh really hard.
You got him. Show's
and,
over.
And it's because I'm blind. I can't read.
You can't see?
No, I have to use Braille.
I don't think that's how you describe it. I have to use Braille.
I have to. I just physically cannot.
Okay.
But, guys, guess
add
what?
Add that to the wiki.
Guys, add that to the wiki, please. But we watched Interstellar 4-5, which is basically an anime music video. Which is pretty neat.
Yeah. It's,
it is based off of the Daft Punk's Discovery album.
Which album number is that, by the way?
That's their second studio album.
Okay.
Ah.
Under the Daft Punk name. They were in a band before, but as when they started their Daft Punk brand, this is their second studio album. As far as I know it.
Interesting.
As far as I am aware.
Very interesting.
I will take a fat second to figure out.
Did they like commission them after this?
It is number 2. I tried to look up the kind of the details of what happened.
Like how it came to be.
Yeah, but it didn't really, there wasn't really a lot of information that I could find on it. Or I might have just not looked in enough because...
Yeah.
It was just hard to find information because this is, like, how old is this? This is, like, fucking 15 years old at this point.
Oh, man. Just about.
So that's pretty wild, right?
I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah, very old.
I thought it was all just aesthetics.
No, nope. First, I've got a question for you. Who's Daft Punk?
Well, Daft Punk's a band.
Okay. What do they do? Are they polka dancers?
Yes. How did you know?
I would love to see that.
Daft Punk's an electronic music band, I guess.
Interesting.
And
how would I know if I heard Daft Punk before?
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
That makes sense.
Yep. And shout out to my man up All Night to Get Lucky, Starboy, and One More Time.
Interesting.
All those songs. A couple of them are back with Discovery.
Hold on one second. I'll be right back.
God.
Right. Technical difficulties. Whoa, is that...
Welcome back, guys.
I didn't say anything.
Hooray,
offensive
welcome back.
Yeah, Garb didn't say anything bad for sure. Over that break, we actually found some things. Interstellar 4-5 was actually made in like the very early production of Discovery's recording.
Oh.
Daft Punk actually wanted. They found a collaboration person with Cedric Hervet, and they wanted to actually create a film with Leiji Matsumoto, which is the big guy from...
Animation guy?
Yeah, animation guy. Like, he worked on a lot of older anime.
Like what?
That's ahead of my time. I don't like old anime.
Like Space Pirate Captain Harlock. You wouldn't know
Did
that.
Did you say space?
Space Battleship Yamato.
Which Did you is, say space?
Yeah, like all those are like fucking from 1974.
Oh, man.
This explains a lot.
Yeah, so he was their basically childhood heroes at that point.
Interesting.
And when they wanted to do this... This is actually one of closer to the last... Well, he's not dead, is he? No, he's not dead. He's fucking old, though, because he was born in 38.
Wow.
But, so, they were just like, yo, let's do it. And Matsumoto's like, neato, let's do it. And then Toei picked it up, and then the rest is history. They made it.
Did you say Toei?
Yeah, you know the people who did Dragon Ball and One Piece and all those?
Toei. Their animation's bad. But wait,
they can do movies because they don't have to stretch it out for 1,000 episodes.
You're right.
It also depends on, like, the director that they get. Because, like, Dragon Ball Super has looked fucking incredible recently. Like, some of the episodes, but then, like... You know, the infamous ones that are early are really bad. But, like, if they have enough time to do something like a movie, like, they can make it really good.
Yeah, so Toei's basically your Dragon Ball, your fucking, what is it, Fist of the North Star.
They did Sailor Moon.
They did Bobo. They did,
They did Bobo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. You were the one who hosted it. How do you not know that?
Calm down, boys. I've been doing this for years.
What are you talking about? It's my first day.
they also do Sailor Moon, which is actually a... You can very much tell that...
It's specifically, like, in the stuff I wrote down. Like, one of the girls, like, when she has the headband on before they remove it, like, she looks very much like Sailor Moon.
Well, guess what, guys? Let's... Actually, I want to talk a little bit about why I chose this before we go, like, super deep and balls deep into this anime. Daft Punk is a very close band to my heart because they were obviously the first person that, like, introduced me to electronic music and that type of, I guess, experimental scene. Like as a wee lad. And actually, the music video for One More Time, which is the first scene from the Interstellar 4-5, was actually my first introduction to anime, now that I think about it.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because
You're telling me the music video was the actual anime.
The first bit was the music video that they showed on MTV at the time, if I remember correctly.
Interesting.
So that, technically, you can thank Daft Punk for me being here right now.
Cool, oh, thanks, Daft Punk. You got snuffed.
This is pretty much just a big AMV, anyway.
It is. And then, like, Discovery is probably their biggest album. Either that or their most recent one. I can't remember the name because it's not that important.
Discovery is a pretty good album.
Longer than I realized.
Yeah, they've been around since 97 was their first studio album.
Oh, my God.
So, that's longer than I've been alive. It's been longer.
Props to those boys.
They've been kicking ass and taking names. So. Dude. It's pretty tight, honestly.
Were they taking ass and giving names?
And I'm all out of names.
I'm all out of bubblegum. Wait.
No. I'm all out of ass. Okay, so... since this is a very unconventional type of anime, I would say, we're going to be going around this way differently than most of our other episodes, but, like, you know what? Fucking
no, I don't like change.
Change is not phase the change. Don't make me cry. I love Shrek too.
Okay.
I was thinking of Shrek as well.
Good. You should be, instead of David Bowie and his illustrious career in music.
Shrek is more important. Shrek is more culturally relevant.
Hallelujah.
Than ever. That's true. Shrek 5 confirmed 2019.
Are we going to do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Instead of green people, let's talk about the blue boys.
That's true. Let's go straight into the art and the animation, because Toei stepped up to bat with this one.
Mm-hmm.
They did pretty dang well.
Still see a couple. I'm not, like, degrading the overall thing. I just want to say this. Like,
I can't believe you're degrading the overall thing.
You can still see a couple places where they cut their corners as usual. There's, like, a couple bits that are reused, but, I mean, it's nothing that, like, unless you're really paying attention, you're going to notice.
Well, like, exactly. But that's also, like, this is also Daft Punk's second studio album, and they were relatively unknown at the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is, like, a pretty ambitious project for what they're doing. So I can see why they wouldn't probably put as much of their A-game people, but...
Still, though, it felt pretty A-game.
They hit a solid batting average with this one.
I agree.
Yeah, there's some good animation. You know, it's... Albeit it is 2003 Toei. That's just how... That's just how it is at the time, so that makes
Jamie,
sense.
What the fuck are you doing?
Garb, stop coughing. Well... Garb, stop talking to your damn cat.
She's making noise, and I don't want her, like, fucking with the audio. I'm sorry.
God
damn it. She's disabled like me.
Meow. Meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Dude, good.
Well, I very much enjoy the animation that I saw, especially because it just felt, I don't know, it felt unique, but it also kind of felt real, especially in, like, the moments... further into the series where they're just chilling on planet Earth. I'm just like, that looks like it could exist.
They did a really good job with the storytelling, like, without any words, too.
Mm-hmm. Which is one thing that I really want to talk about, because I love music videos in a way that they can tell a story with a song, and how they can, especially with this, how they took an entire album and they were able to use that to kind of tell a coherent story with this, with these visuals and the emotions through each track.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really nice. And there are a couple scenes where, like, they would match up different actions to the music, which was very good.
I can probably name one. So, like, it was probably after the first song where the, I don't know what to call them, the evil people, they invaded that planet, right?
Yeah, the cult.
And, like, it was like the whole chase scene with the guitarist, and it's like that's part of the song, like having a guitar. And I was like, okay, are they messing with me, or are they doing this right? And
yeah, that was Aerodynamic.
That was the
song.
The first moment I was just like, yes, I'm digging this. I was like, yes.
In the when they were transforming them, albeit they didn't really match it up, but when they have, like, lights, like the fucking spaceship boopy lights, they pulse with the music beat, which is... And one of the other things that I really liked, it's the backgrounds. Like, I talk about this every fucking episode, because
I mean, those are important. That's something worth discussing.
I'm a big stinker about backgrounds, and these are pretty good.
They start out pretty strong.
Yeah, they're not the best, but they're definitely good. Like... Mm-hmm. It's very nice, very cool, very modern, very aesthetic. That's a running theme with this entire anime is just aesthetic.
You see, I thought it was like made recently and just made to look aesthetic. Nope, it actually is just aesthetic by nature.
But you know what that means? That means it's kind of standing the test of time, kind of. Yep. You know,
that is
true. Actually very good.
Yeah. That's one of the cool things about having this story being told through music is that, especially with Daft Punk's music, it's pretty timeless. Like, you can put up some of their newer stuff to a lot of their older stuff, and you can still be like, yeah, I could see this being written back then or right now.
Well, I had no idea that it was made, like, in... I didn't know that they were around since, like, the late 90s. I thought that they were a recent thing. I had no idea. Because I don't really care for them too much.
I don't really care for you.
That's okay. I like their instrumental songs. Coming from. Like, I really wanted to, like... I mean, it's not that they're bad by any means. And I really, like...
Did you just call them bad?
I didn't want to let that interfere too much, you know. I see. But, I mean, it is interesting to note that, like, I don't care for them too much. I did enjoy this, and I also... It does prove a good point about them that, like, their music is very timeless, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's a unique sound that you really don't hear that much anymore, which is very cool, and especially with this type of anime and this timelessness that they can capture with this very... I keep wanting to not say timeless, but that's the only thing that's coming to mind right now. It just works, right?
It just works.
Yeah. Not like that, but like both the animation and the music that it's based on are both like very, very timeless.
It's something that I can enjoy. I could enjoy probably 20 years from now, the same as I could right now.
And, yeah, exactly.
And how I enjoyed like the music video back when I was fucking like 0 years old. In my mother's womb, and I'm like, ooh, Daft Punk.
What is this?
Ooh, I can't wait to make a podcast out of this one in 20 years.
I see.
It's just...
No, but yes, I do know that. I do think that it's pretty much very timeless, and the music just... I don't know, it's just so good. I can't...
Yeah, Daft Punk's... Their Discovery album's probably my favorite that they've ever done, which is... Which is saying a lot, because they have a lot of good music, and it's just, at least to me, they have very good music, and I just...
And they're still producing stuff that's, yeah. Like they, even, like, today, like, what was the
chart one? Chart-topper. Starboy? Yeah. What is it?
We're Up All Night
Feel
to
it,
Get Lucky?
Feel It, yeah, We're Up All Night to Get Lucky, Feel was It like, Coming, they did, Yeah, so, like, they're still doing shit today, and they... I need to look how many Grammys they've won. They've won a bunch of fucking Grammys.
But they got snuffed on the important one.
They did. During the actual anime, they were snuffed, which is a damn shame.
Very
shame. As much as I don't... They're just not my thing, really. I will say that, like, they earn... They deserve all of that. Because all of their stuff is very creative.
They have 6 Grammys.
Good.
No, I have grammar problems.
Well, yes, that just makes sense. Ironic thing, though, is that they're a French band, never won an award in France.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
That must be why they got snuffed.
They've won a European Music Award, and they've won Grammys, Britain awards, but none from France.
The fuck, which France? Is, step yeah, up your game, dude.
Step up your game. These people are, like, the biggest successes from... From like your
I know. Let's use hand signs.
Ah, I see. But it's just very interesting. So, is that all we really want to talk about for art animation stuff? Because we can go jump into the plot.
I think it's time to talk about the story. It's quote unquote.
I look at my watch and I see it is time to talk about the story. Which
wow,
it's not really that deep of a story per se. It is it's about a band from an unknown planet, and they're all blue.
If it was too deep, then it would be way too hard to follow. Is the thing.
And if I was green, I would die.
That's true. But if I was blue, I will die.
Interesting.
I will die. Thank you. That's a bit too far. So these band members, which actually have names, which are never actually said in the actual anime.
Yeah, you would have no way to know this.
the members are Stella the bassist, Octave the pianist, keyboardist, whatever you want to call it, Arpeggius, which is the guitarist, and Beryl, our drummer, who perpetually smiles.
Okay, so like that most smile. Of those are just like music terms, okay.
Yes, yeah they are, which is very cool. And they were all abducted from their world. They were stolen during a concert, and the evil boy, Beethoven, but his real name is Earl de Darkwood, which you're like, why? But that's what his name is.
You mean Dr. Wowie?
Dr. Wowie.
I gotta do something, man.
and they are... they are changed into people that are to be on Earth.
Earth people.
I found it very disturbing that their memories were supplanted to make them not blue.
Yeah.
It just made them human. I was just...
It's blue cyst.
I was not... It was not like a fear, like, oh no, it's Jigsaw fear. It was more like a, wow, that's pretty sad fear.
Yeah, it really is. Like, and then you could see after they are transformed and then they're formed into the band Crescendals, which is actually... one of the song's titles from the album. So drawing that in. Yeah, it is actually as soon because they sing Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger when they are doing the transforming, which is probably their biggest hit, I would say, from this album.
And then that's Crescendo. The song that's like still played today. It's like one of those like hype songs they play before like football games.
I fucking love that song.
As for me, I heard it when Kanye used the song in one of his songs.
When Kanye cheated and stole their music.
Well, I don't know about that. We could wiki that, but that's probably for another fat episode.
Guys, fact.
When we do the Kanye stole West it. Anime.
Yeah, when Kanye West releases an anime in 2018.
I can't wait.
We'll talk all about it.
I mean, if Jaden Smith can do it.
We're bringing Jaden into this.
We're not watching that ever. God damn it.
Don't leave that email.
Yeah. And actually one of the things when they were transformed, they actually got really dank sunglasses that had their mind control device in it, so they're all sad and shit, and then they were controlled.
Me too, thanks.
And then our other main character that we haven't talked about up to this point, Shep, who's
that's just Space Dandy.
That's true, my bad. Space Dandy was in his guitar spaceship. And then he realized his family was being abducted and his crush. And so he went
not
after
the crush!
Him. Dude, I love Crush 40.
Not Stella.
Yeah, it was actually Stella. Good job, Hino. Proud of you.
So, you're welcome. I watched it.
Good.
Him brain am work very good.
Remember last week?
Yajirobe was best.
Remember last week when Pino said something intelligent? Not anymore.
It's gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was like a flash of light here and then gone.
Yeah. Oof, never to be recaptured.
But.
And so Shep zaps their glasses, except for Stella's. And then Daft Punk gets snuffed with their gold record.
We should mention that once they were brought to Earth, they became very successful, even though they were brainwashed as musicians.
They still had their musical talent and whatnot, and
it's just that their memories were altered. Is all.
Yeah, and they were very sad
and overworked. You know, that's probably not something you want to do if you're.
Yeah,
overworked.
And at this point, Darkwood, the evil Beethoven, is
Dr. Wowie
is basically he's trying to collect 5,555 gold records, which. Which seems like a bit out there, but you're like, you know, whatever, fucking. And then he can rule the universe.
Wait a second. 5,555 albums?
Mm-hmm. My God.
Have I seen those numbers before?
Really? Where would they be from?
That's the combination of my suitcase.
I see. Well, you might want to change it now since the world's heard it.
Whoopsie-daisy.
What are you talking about? No one listens to this.
That's true. Understandable. Have you seen our watch numbers? They're nothing.
They're a climbing downwards.
There's, you can't climb down from zero, my man.
Oof. They're in the negative. What was the joke I made last time? Where, like, there's no views, but only dislikes?
Yep, only dislikes, my boy. But, so, Shep saves three out of the four, and then while Shep goes and saves Stella, he gets shot and dies.
God.
Oh, no.
That part broke my heart a little.
Yeah, that was, like, the first time I, like, shed a single tear because he was my boy.
He was a homeboy. Like, he was a big fan of them, and, like, I'm pretty sure he was happy that he was able to help.
But, oh, like, absolutely.
I was so engrossed that, like, they were just, I was just too busy enjoying the fact that, like, the story was being told so well.
Yeah, that's, I fucking love the story. And then,
yes.
So now our four band members go off and go fight the boy.
To become the Mystery Incorporated, and they hop in their van and just head to a spooky castle.
And then
castle.
For some reason there's Terminator, iRobot, government people. It's a mess. Yeah. It got pretty crazy.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, it literally becomes Temple of Doom.
And to get those 5,555 records, when they look through the book and figure out that this is actually what they're doing, they show a montage of different, not bands, but artists that you can, like, kind of vaguely recognize as different people, like, from actual real life.
When they enter the castle. Yeah.
And you're like, oof, I can't believe that this evil man's in my real world now.
I can't believe he did that 5,554 times.
Well, but...
And nobody noticed.
I can't believe no one noticed that. And no one came. It's just... It's rough. And then, after they,
But some of those people look familiar. The ones that you mentioned earlier. Like,
I was
trying
to make a connection, but I couldn't ever.
I can't remember who they are anymore. But
I remember reading a couple something about that because I got interested and I didn't want to wait till today.
I remember is Destiny's Child playing at the award show.
I know that it suggests that I think Jimi Hendrix is another alien
Jimi Hendrix. I definitely remember that.
Darkwood brought to the planet. I think Aretha Franklin was another one. I don't remember the rest. And I was like, huh. When I read it at the end, I had to watch that scene one more time. I'm like, I guess that is Jimi Hendrix.
Jimbo, my man.
Yeah, I can see Jimi Hendrix in
it. It makes so much sense. He's an alien.
I can't believe it. No wonder he has freaky fingers that can just play that goddamn guitar.
Exactly.
That would make sense.
He's wild.
I believe it. It's my head. You're going to tell me Pharrell Williams is a vampire?
Maybe. You never know.
Okay.
And then they throw Darkwood into an abyss.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
A la Star Wars Episode 6.
Yeah, a la Star Wars Episode 1 or 6, depending on what you really prefer.
Yeah, prequels all the way. Okay, next. Yeah,
dude, that's when the Duel of Fates plays. I don't think you understand. That's pretty fight.
That's kind of... What song plays there? Is it Verdis? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, Verdis Quo?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think
I really
Quo.
Like that. I like that song. It was just... It fits so well. It's it's just the combination of the music is just... Oof.
It's something that you can't really describe. It's an experience upon itself. Like, if you know me at all, I've probably talked about it before. It's just something that's...
You?
Who am I? They took my memory.
Oh no, not again. They put it into little discs.
Yeah, and guess what? Octave went to go get him, but then he was zapped. And then he became blue again, and everyone's like, oh, he's a blue boy.
Blue boy? What do we do?
And then
he gets arrested.
Yeah, and then the favorite producer man, who we haven't talked about up to this point, but...
Because he has no name.
Yeah, he has no name, but he wears glasses and has some dank-ass hair. And,
totally.
He's like, oh shit, we gotta save him. And
they're
so
obviously
they do.
Not from this planet, so we should do the right thing and save them.
And send them back, and that's what they did. And they played face to face, which is super awesome. Face to face is a really cool song.
I like how they handled like having aliens in this compared to every other thing, like every other kind of media that kind of has a similar thing. Because like, I know in like a lot of alien movies, it's like, oh no, it's an alien. Maybe we should treat it nicely. No, let's do experiments. Let's destroy it. Let's shoot it. Let's murder them. Like, I like that they were like, they level headed. They're like, okay, these guys are obviously not us. We should help them.
Yeah, and actually on TV Tropes, it has its own article, and one of the tropes is actually alien abduction inverted, which those are the humans from Earth kidnapping those damn aliens. So it's something different that you don't see very often.
Mm, and it was pretty refreshing, which I enjoyed.
It's very nice. And then they go back into space, and they're like, they're actually using a Shep ship. So they went off in their magical guitar, and going through the wormhole, going back to their home planet, a Darkwood spirit attacks, and everyone's like, ah!
No, then, no, good ghost.
But then Shep's spirit's like, oh, I'll fight you, bitch. And then he went.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Fuck, I can't believe it. I left my pants back in my spirit drawer. Wild.
It's okay, I'll handle this boy.
Don't worry. Bye. And then they go back to their planet, and then they make a statue of Shep. But then
they do.
But then they hit you with that bullshit dream sequence where a kid's like fucking sitting in his room with all like the alien memorabilia and Daft Punk's Discovery album play.
And the Daft Punk toys.
And you're like, God fucking damn it.
This was a dream? This was a kid's plaything?
I like to think of it as not a dream. I like to think of it as he's just remembering the story.
That's a good thing. That's interesting.
Because how does he have all the merch?
You're right. Good point. You know what? I agree. I thought this was just like some kid and toys that existed. I didn't think that far into the lore.
It's just, you know, interesting. It's just a cool experience. That's interesting. Fuck, I can't say words anymore.
No.
I wish I could read. That's why this was perfect for me, because I can't read.
Good.
No, I can't write.
I can't taste.
Oh, my. But, yeah, essentially, that's what the plot boils down to. It's nothing that we haven't seen, but it does a lot of things right, which makes it memorable.
It's definitely like it, the medium that it presents itself through with audio of music as well as the anime style to it really helps to what it was reaching for, and it's not it's unique in that way. Like, you can't get that experience from anywhere else, and that's why I always recommend it, even if you're not a big, like, anime or a Daft Punk fan. It's just something that you'll never get.
It's something to appreciate, something to, like, actually... Like, it's good to experience it at least once.
Yeah, I think everyone should see it, even if you're not, like, a big fan of...
Because I know Garb isn't, and I know I wasn't a big... Like, I'm not... Like, I don't... I knew Daft Punk existed, but I didn't know, one, that they were that old, or two, that the music I've heard, like the popular ones, like Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, were from them. And I was like, oh. Like, I was delightfully surprised when I recognized, like, two or three of the songs in there. I'm like, oh, these boys are good.
Ironically, I liked the songs that I didn't recognize more than the ones that I did.
Yeah.
I will say, yeah, me too. I think I liked the Crescendals. That was probably one of my favorite
tracks. Crescendals is a very underrated Daft Punk song.
I like the instrumental ones.
There's a lot of... really good. Yeah. Burn. It's just... it's unique, and I love it. And that's why I love anime so much, is that you get experiences that you'll never get anywhere else. Especially in this. And it's just like, nights. I like it a lot.
It made me feel good. It made me feel like a human.
It made me feel like dancing, because they were all dancing.
Yeah, they did. And I was... and one of the cool things about me, because I'm obviously the Daft Punk fan here, and I knew about them way before... well, I knew them because of this, technically. Is that, like, I knew all the songs from this album, because this album's... among my top favorite albums of all time, which seems preposterous to some, but
it's a good album.
It's a very solid album,
and it very clearly holds a special place in your heart. So I mean,
Who cares? I actually ended up buying the album, like, digitally. I was like, I dig the music so much, I was like, I can see myself listening to this anytime I'm driving, or, like, yes, when I'm doing some study.
I've had it purchased for a long time now, so I didn't need to, but it's very strong in a way that there's no real sleeper music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, albeit there's different vibes to each song.
Yeah.
But it works together very well, and there's nothing that you're like, I gotta skip this one.
Exactly. They're all worth the listen. They're all interesting in their own ways.
Mm-hmm. Which is just how this anime has worked, too. It's interesting, worth to watch, and you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all with the plot, I guess? Mm-hmm. If that's what... I actually want to... actually talk about the reception about this for a minute, because
sure,
this most anime don't really get a don't get some like exposure outside of Japan as much as other things do, but since this was an award-winning album and
yeah,
big band technically at the time, since they hit it big with that, is that like on Rotten Tomatoes it has a 68% by critics.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Which is, yeah. Based that's on like a 7 reviews, 6 positive, 1 negative, so.
Wow.
Happens to the best of us. And then, actually, the BBC reviewed it, and it's 4 out of 5 stars. And they said that it was a visual and aural treatment of intergalactic proportions, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm, very much so.
And one last quote that I want to read is that... MovieMartyr.com actually said that it was the best animated film in 2003 and a true testament to the artistry possible in the two very different mediums, which yeah, is just like how it is. I want to look up...
I wonder what else came out in 2003.
Well, guess what? I just looked it up so I can help you. Finding Nemo. Brother Bear. The Jungle Book 2. Sinbad. Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Oh, is that one Brendan Fraser?
Yes, the good one.
I love that guy.
And then, like, Piglet's Big Movie, Rugrats Go Wild, 101 Dalmatians 2. I don't know why they didn't call it 102 Dalmatians, but, you know. And then,
that's a shame.
And then Pokemon Jirachi. That's a good moon.
I mean, the only, like, known good movie there is, like, Finding Nemo. Yeah. So, I mean,
Brother Bear was all right.
I liked Rugrats Gone Wild. That's a good one to revisit every once in a while.
Oh, is that the one with the thornberries?
Yes. Yes.
Who knew we were going to talk about Rugrats?
That's the best anime,
You never know where anime will lead you, my man.
Exactly. Now, I remember you mentioned it earlier, but you said the first song, was it One More Time? You said that was a music video,
yeah,
right?
One More Time. They
Were the other ones also, or like...
I really don't know, because that's the only thing that I can remember. So let me see. Daft, you can continue talking. I'm just...
Sure, because, like, when you said that, I started thinking about it in the back of my mind. I'm like, okay, so... And then I looked it up. I was like, okay, cool. Like, this is it's just the movie, but, like, half of it. But, like, is there more?
It seems like it, because Something About Us, that has... All the scenes, like, that was all Shep dying.
Oh, no.
Like, that entire, like, acid trip scene with Stella. And, like, Face to Face, that one's also that, the freaking anime as well. So I guess it is everything. So, which is crazy, honestly. But that was the one that I saw. And I think that's really awesome that that bridged the gap for me.
Interesting.
That brought that anime to me, which is, I guess, I know that's how some people like got their first taste, especially if they were watching like MTV at the time. Because that's
remember when they played music videos.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
But yes. Please continue.
Yeah, it's just, it's different. And that's probably why I just latch onto it so closely, as well as I've just watched it so many times because it is, it's extremely accessible, which is the coolest thing to me, because since it is just music with very little sound effects, there's no spoken words besides singing. So you can, basically anyone can listen to this. Anyone can watch it.
And that's anyone can follow the story. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
Far out, bro.
Dude,
far out.
See you later, space cowboy.
Oh no.
Oh no, that's a good anime too, but we're that's not talking about that one. We're talking about space.
We're
boy.
Talking about another space blue people anime. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just it's just a cool thing. Any specific opinions about the show that any of you guys like have, or not show but movie or music video, whatever we want to call it?
I left feeling more satisfied than I expected.
What was your first thought when you
tried to really approach this with a very open mind, and it worked out in my favor. Because, you know, I'm not crazy about Daft Punk, but now there's a couple songs that, like, I'm like, yeah, I could jam to that, you know? It's just, I just don't like the really big ones, because I guess to me they just sound like they were meant to be, like, big hits, and that kind of turns me off to it. But
makes sense.
The ones where they're just, like, jamming are really fun, and I'm like, yeah, I'm into this.
I wasn't sure what I wanted to expect from this. I just knew it was a movie, and I was like, I'm down with movies. I'm always down with movies.
Yeah, but, man.
Like, it started with music, and I was so confused because I didn't know what to expect. I was like, are they going to talk? Is this just going to be musically driven? I'm glad nobody talked.
Other than me, too.
Than the music with the lyrics and whatnot. Which I think I don't know if it was meant to, the first part. Like, was Octave supposed to, like... It looked like Octave was singing the part, like, one more time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's the only thing I saw, and I was like, okay, maybe they do talk. But after that, I was like, okay, nobody's talking.
Because I know that Octane sings that... is it Octane or Octave?
I want to say it's Octave, maybe.
It's Octave, not Octane.
Okay.
And then I think it's Digital Love is... Yeah, Digital Love. Shep sings the beginning of that when he's on the spaceship before he realizes that people are being kidnapped. So there's little things like that, but then there's nothing else like that. Like, no speaking. And they use sound effects very, very, like, lightly.
There's
only a couple, like, car explosions.
And, like, whoosh sound
and
effects.
And rain sounds, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty masterful, mostly because, like, it kind of felt like it was actually part of the music instead of just like, oh, I'll just put a boop right here.
Boop. I'll just put in a fancy sound effect.
I'll put in a
hang hang. Hang hang. Hang hang.
Yeah,
hey, Stella, hang hang.
You should have said that. 10 out of 10 movie already.
10. I would have. Guys, you just got our rating 10 out of 10, even though we only ranked this out of 5. Good work, guys.
Copyrighted.
Yeah, but it's just unique. It's something that I'm super passionate about. Combines two things that I love. It combines music and combines anime, which is like a match made in heaven, I think. I'm surprised that there's not more stuff like this, no more collaboration.
There really should be more of like a creative collaboration thing going on here, because like you can have masterpieces like this. This is pretty good.
Yeah,
I will say, though, there's the one part where I almost like got lost was when they actually went to the mansion thing, and I was like, okay, and then it felt like Final Fantasy VII, where they go to like a mansion and it's like, oh, there's a library. I'm like, okay, cool. Oh, there's a specific book you need. Oh, there's an underground tunnel. I'm like, what's going on? But afterwards, everything kind of, it in an odd way, everything made sense, because everything I never, like, I would have questions, but like, it would, like, the movie would always give me an answer, and that's kind of like,
yeah.
Well, it's something kind of, you know, logical. Like, everything should have an answer, but, like, sometimes different types of media don't give you answers.
Not only that, but you would think it would be really hard to convey that without, like, any talking. You know?
Exactly. But they did it just fine. So, like, that my minor gripe was like that section was a little weird, but like I was okay with it at the end, mostly because the music was chill.
Mm-hmm. The music stylings especially fits with the entire space theme.
Mm-hmm.
Like Daft Punk's electronic music definitely fit with the entire vibes that this music video gave off. So,
what's to say they aren't aliens? What if they're blue people under those masks?
This is an origin story.
Under helmets.
But yeah, then, I don't think I've ever seen them take them off.
I've seen them take it off. Yeah.
I've seen, they're like, just, an interview.
They're French people.
Oh, okay. under those helmets.
Just a normal baguette-eating man.
Pulls out, he's wearing a beret, has a curly mustache under his helmet.
This is why we wear the masks.
I like to imagine the beret, like, transforms, like, Transformer style, like, into the helmet.
It does, like, one of, like, those special, like, anime, just, like, kind of slides over your face.
What if they took off the masks and it was like a baguette and a croissant?
That'd be very good. I'd appreciate that.
That would be wonderful, actually.
Yeah. It's just very unique and very cool to watch, and there's nothing quite like it. What I want to actually ask, is there any, like, band or group or, like, singer or artist that you would want to have something like this made out of?
So... First thing that comes to mind immediately is Pink Floyd.
Because they did the wall.
So, I mean, you know, what else am I going to say? Like, obviously Pink Floyd did something comparable.
That would be, that'd be interesting. I don't actually think I've put thought into that. Hmm.
Yeah, Pink Floyd for sure. I would love to see, what is it called?
They have two. They have Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall.
Yeah, The Wall I probably would want more. I don't know why.
The Wall has a movie already.
But like anime.
Dark Side of the Moon would be really cool to have an anime. That would be fucking weird. But I mean, it could work technically. Also, I made a joke, but I think it went over your head about like Wizard of Oz. I think that went over your head.
I didn't. I probably just
nothing
didn't hear
goes
you.
Over my head. I would be too quick. I'd catch.
I'm too tall, Pino. You're short. It'll go over your head anytime.
How dare you?
Yeah, but I actually think Wish You Were Here would actually be a really interesting one. That if they try to adapt, that entire album would be really cool as well.
Yeah, it would, because that one kind of has, like, a beginning, a middle, and, like, a reprise and an end.
For sure. Like, Shine On You Crazy Diamond with all that was just... Mm.
Did you say Crazy Diamond? Our JoJo quota.
There we go.
There's the one. There it is.
I knew I was forgetting something.
Yeah, I can't believe we found it.
I can't believe it's
in
not
front of
butter.
Us all, the whole time.
It was blind. Pino, how about you? Is there any, like, band or artist that you would like to...
That's a really, like, big question. I really can't... Bon Jovi. No. I don't think I do Bon, no.
No, Bon Jovi wouldn't be that great.
I don't... I feel like maybe Billy Joel.
Billy Joel would actually...
I would like to see maybe, like, them do it on the Stranger album, maybe.
Oh,
that would I could see Led Zeppelin happening.
That one would be good as well, yeah. I like how we're thinking of the classic rockers and whatnot.
Well, because that's, like...
I mean, that's primarily, what we listen to.
That's true. That's why I stuck with Billy.
Thinking about... I'm actually looking into my... What is it? My music that I listen to right now. I think someone like Young the Giant, I think, could really do something well with that. I don't think either of you guys listen to them, but they are very... I would think they could make a good one, but they're also very deep into vocals, which they would probably have to cut down, but...
Dude, Metallica, I could see.
Metallica would be really cool. I think if they really bought in with, like, some maybe surreal images,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be really cool. That or, like, maybe Simon and Garfunkel, because...
What about Metalocalypse?
Ooh.
Almost...
That was a joke because they already have a cartoon.
I know, that was the joke.
Hold on. I'm going to look at my... As much as I love Nirvana, I don't think I could see that working. I don't know why, but I can't.
I think they're too, out there, per se. Like, I don't think... Their music think is it would mesh. So different that it wouldn't mesh well. Like,
I almost accidentally played a song.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
There's just, like little things like that that you wish... people would develop albums for alongside this. But just stuff like that just seems like really cool to me.
The Gorillaz kind of did this episodic format.
They absolutely did, especially with Plastic Beach. They did that. They did that a lot because most of their music videos tell a story, and they also they have an overarching plot with how they make their music, so that that makes sense as well.
Makes sense.
It's just, you know, makes you think that maybe
they try
later.
Oh, shit, I thought
of
a good one.
Go for it.
We can do
Tame Impala.
Oh.
That would be a good one.
That would work.
That would. Get on it.
Guys, do it. Someone. Anyone.
Listen, we're here. We won't pay you, but
we'll be the
it's
producers.
A good idea.
We'll be the executive producers. You're welcome.
Looking down the list of my album songs.
Yeah, I'm like looking through my Spotify like master playlist.
Yeah. We can have an anime about an anime. No.
We
could call it Sword Art Online, except there's no elves.
Delete this statement.
Delete that. Please, no.
What could we have? We could have Usher.
I think someone like Childish Gambino could really try to... I think if he was to model an album for that purpose, I think he could do something really well with that. Him or, like, Logic. I think they both could do some
Shout
pretty good
to Logic.
Storytelling. Dude, I like
He grew
Logic.
Up in my town.
Dude, nice.
Yeah, I met him once. It was weird.
Dude, that's cool.
He was running.
Logic, please.
I didn't know who he was until he left. He was like, hi. I was like, hi.
And you're like, fuck.
And then
that's amazing.
He was running, and then a whole bunch of people started running behind him. It was in my high school. It was weird.
That's funny.
It's great. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, but if you want to kind of weigh in on our conversation or like anything about Interstellar 4-5 or really anything you would like want to talk about, send it to funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. And you can also find our Twitter at 3weebros, at 3 spelt out TREEAWEEBROS. So if you want to tweet us there, and we tweet shit there as well. So that's how to contact us. Is there any final remarks before we close this thing out? This is a shorty boy.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, there wasn't like enough real content here to talk about in terms of like what we usually go with. So I mean, it makes sense.
And if you guys didn't notice, the best segment of the show wasn't here.
Yeah, but it was just not the vibe.
You're right.
We talked about it a bit beforehand, and we're like, yeah, it just didn't. It didn't really work. Although obviously the drummer would have won.
Oh, the drummer. No. Drummer or director?
Was
obviously
the guitar
producer,
ship.
Producer guy. Dude, I can't believe Shep's Ghost won Best Grill.
I can't believe the 50,555th album disc won Best Grill.
Album disc.
Well, yeah, the disc of the album.
Yes.
Come on. It's not called a record or anything.
Of course not. I don't know words.
Understandable. Have a good day.
I was one of the
VHS
blue people.
Tapes.
Just thinking about instead of records, he has VHS tapes.
That would be just, so dated.
He just sticks them into like fucking slots on the wall instead of like.
What do you mean? That's not how you use them?
He just like puts it in his mouth and it plays through his eyeballs.
Genius. Toei, why don't you hire us to do your writing from now on?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but...
The 3 Wee Bros anime.
Yeah, that would be bad. I wouldn't watch it. We wouldn't review it on the show.
It'd be below us.
I would take away that fan mail. Give me.
Yeah, there's nothing really I want to talk about besides we touched a little bit on aesthetic, but it's very colorful
for
like traveling, and the use of like shading and lightning and weather is very very prominent here, which is super cool.
The colors they used, it was just like they were like expertly chosen, I believe. Just like it all just felt right.
It was correct.
Like, yes. It's like the sky wasn't too blue to make you feel like it wasn't like based in reality, and like space wasn't too extravagantly like colorful or like zany to make it feel like nothing.
It wasn't like trippy. I mean, it still was somewhat, it was somewhat ground to reality. Yeah. I mean, as much as there were like Terminator people.
Terminator goatee
and
people.
Aliens being changed into Jimi Hendrix, as much as that can be based in reality.
I mean,
reality.
That's just fact.
Mm-hmm. He's not of this world.
Yeah, my bad dudes. So, do we want to start throwing out some of these rankings?
Sure.
Grub, you go first this time.
I would give it a solid, probably 3 out of 5. You know, that's not super high, but I don't really care for a lot of Daft Punk. So, I mean, like, I still enjoyed it. You know, it just wasn't like changing my world. Kind of good, you know. It was still chill. Yeah. It was nice to just sit back. I think I had like some snacks and I just hung out, sat back in my chair and watched it and had a good time.
What about you, Stinko?
So I guess I'll give it a 0 now. I mean, well, I'm glad that I was able to watch something uniquely different. You know, it was different than what I'm used to, especially since I wouldn't say.
Oh, you cut out. What was that?
I wouldn't say that I'm picky on music, but I would. I like because like when it comes to my music choice, I listen to mostly anything that I enjoy, and like Daft Punk was an idea or like a band that I was just I never took the time to listen to, but having it be accompanied with, you know, very enjoyable animation, I think amplified, I guess it both helped the animation and it both helped the music. In my mind, I was like, I dig this music, I dig what I saw, I'll give these boys a try. And at the end, I very much enjoyed it. So if I were to really, let's see, I think last week I gave, what did I give it, a 3.9 to the other show, I think.
I don't know. I've lost keeping track at this point. All I know is that I need to rank things above Kimono Friends, and that's it.
We need, like, an Excel spreadsheet of what we've ranked yet.
That's a homework. Someone do it, not me.
Someone do it. All right. I'd give this maybe a 3.8 out of 5.
Okay.
I enjoyed it very much. I would recommend it. But, you know, like, it's art. That's all I can really say. And, like, it could be hit or miss for some, you know, if you don't care too much for this type of music, you know. You'll enjoy it still, but, like, you know.
You can still enjoy it regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as you've heard many a time this podcast, I have a very deep, like, personal connection to this. So I'm very much biased for this, and I've...
That's fine.
And, like, I'm not saying... Like, it's still a good anime, but I... With sentimental value in check and all that different stuff, I want to give it a 4.5, which is way higher than either of you gave it. But just the aspect of animation and music, as well as this being my origin story, technically. This is what put me where I am right now. And I'm super grateful that I was able to find both my love in, like, music and my love in animation and anime with this work. So, both for historical value for myself and just overall enjoyment, I can fucking watch this whenever I want. Like, I don't think I'll ever get tired of this music or this anime. Like,
how many times have you watched this, like, in the last week alone?
Just in the last week, I think, like, 3.
That sounds about
right. It's okay,
right.
I watched it twice.
Yeah, it's really good. I just love it. It's once again, it's kind of like how I think I gave Love Live a 4.5, and it's kind of that same deal. I just enjoy it. like, phenomenally so. People might not get it, but this is what I value. I value innovation. I value something different. And then I just value a good time. If your anime can sit me down and give me a good time, I'm all for it. I will never say no to something that it might be a bit rough around the edges, but if I can sit and enjoy and not have to look at my watch and say, oh, damn, this has only been going for 10 minutes, that's it.
That was a good speech.
Yeah, it's just, you enjoy what you enjoy. It's nothing that, if you enjoy something else and don't enjoy this, go for it. I don't give a shit. You like what you like, and I'll like what I like.
And have fun.
No, but your opinion isn't the same as mine.
I see, my bad. Well, I give it a 0 out of 5 then, because I'm incorrect, apparently.
But I never gave it a 0.
Yeah, no, 4.5 out of 5.
You don't deserve my fan mail.
Give it. Well, that's really it. We watched a music video for an hour and like 5 minutes, and it was great.
I'd watch it again, but I bought the album instead, so.
Yeah.
Good times.
So, who's next on the list?
I know me.
What are we watching?
I don't even remember.
I remember.
Welcome to the series where this is the true. This is why I joined FAP. It was to convince boys to watch One Piece. So I just decided to make them watch the movie instead.
God bless you.
Next week, we are watching One Piece, The East Blue Saga, which is a movie. Hooray.
Yeah, it's called One Piece Episode of the East Blue, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So, from what I know, it's just how the first 5 crew members of the Straw Hats came to be, correct?
Very, yes, that is true. That is how they came to be.
Very much, yes.
Very good.
Good.
So, yeah, that's basically it. It was released this year, so it's... You know, if you're expecting some of that old 90s look, you won't find it here.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We're still going to talk about that opening, though, because it's great.
Of course. We're going to go on that Toei train two episodes in a row.
Oh, God.
And we can complain about
Toei then.
The
smoke looks like shit. The animation's a bit rough. Choo-choo.
Look at that still image.
But it's still a chugging.
Look at that mouth moving, but no facial expression.
It's still going, my boys.
And the noses are weird.
Look at that body shape. That's not real.
That seems like not a correct. Why is this man's leg so long?
Why are their arms skinnier than the other?
Why is his nose like Pinocchio, but he's a human?
Why is it so saturated in color?
I don't know. Well, we'll find out next episode.
To be continued.
Yeah.
That was like next time.
We could have used the Sonic one.
Nice going.
Okay.
Hey, Tails, can't wait for next episode of Fab.
No, Sonic, I don't watch shit.
Fine, Knuckles will watch it. He's dumb as a rock.
I don't chuckle. I'd rather flex my knuckles.
Well, guys, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. I am Chuck, and I am standing on top of my door.
How do you do that?
Don't ask. He's just doing it.
Below me, trying to close the door, but I'm keeping it open, is Garbalax.
Help me, someone. Help me close this door.
And Pino is pointing and laughing at Gar because he realized that I actually put a doorstop behind it so we can't close it anyway.
Oof, could I have been the doorstop?
Yes, Pino is actually the doorstop.
He was the doorstop all along.
Well, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. We've had a good time. We hope you have had a good time. Remember, stay fapping. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
You don't deserve my fan mail.
Give me.